And one thing I thought and hoped and prayed for the last few weeks as these things have developed, and that is this, that between Pentecost 1978 and Pentecost 1979, and I know it's not going to maybe happen exactly and totally like this. I'm not meaning this is some great prophecy, but about those days, we may be rid of three of the biggest cancers that have plagued the body of Christ for the last 10 years. And God may allow us to clean them all out, basically, not perfectly, but basically within this 1 year, because Ted Armstrong was not yet put out last Pentecost. He was temporarily back in that very weekend and so on, but later, just after that, he was put out. I know because I was in Chicago for Pentecost and it came up, all right? Ted Armstrong and all of the problems and all of the hurts and all of the scandals and then the rebellion against his own father, that has been taken care of in this year. Next, Mr. Armstrong has put back in, not perfect men because we'll make mistakes, but with your prayers and cooperation and help and God's help, I'm sure that we'll try to do the very best we can, but we please put back in men that are loyal to Him and men that are loyal to God and to God's law, and I think you all understand that. And frankly, the liberals are on the run, and the liberalism is going to be purged out of God's church, and we're not going to have this watering down of God's law and God's whole way of life, and that cleansing process is already well underway. Thirdly, these accusations about affluence and about Mr. Rader and Mr. Armstrong personally, I hope and pray, can completely handled and put up on top for everyone to see and scrubbed out and cleaned out once and for all between Passover 1978 and Pentecost, 1979. And I think, you know, a lot of you say, oh my, how could God let all this happen? God is letting us, even in a time of trauma, probably solve three of the biggest problems that have plagued God's church for 10 years. And I think we need to realize that's a blessing. Truly, we'll have trials, even in this purging. But if we hang together, we pray for one another, submit to one another, and submit to Christ, I know we're going to really be unified in a way we haven't been for a long time, filled with and led by God's Spirit, and able to go out with power and zeal and love and unity to do this work in a way we haven't done for a long time. And it won't just be by power or by might, but by God's Spirit, but by all of us working together, it can and it will be done.